All right, we're gonna we'll start at the top of Sanos Kilomer Alps just to get into gear. We'll finish up again the last, even though we did this yesterday, we'll finish up again the last two lines on Sanos Bedim and Bed, because it just brings us into the Rishonim and the different opinions of Rishonim of what's happening in the Gemara. So Amar Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Zera says Machlokes, Machlokes the Amar Ad HaGishamim, that he says until the Gishamim, Aval Amar Ad HaGishem, Adzman Gishamim Kamar. The machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Gamliel and the Chachamim in the Mishnah relates to Gishamim, but if you use the word Geshem, then there is no machlokas. So what we just, there are three different ways to learn this in the Rishonim. We discussed yesterday. The first one is the way Rashi learns that simply the differences between Geshem and Gishamim, right? One is plural and one is singular, right? That Geshem, Gishamim is plural, and therefore you go to what? The Revia Shniyah. You go to the second rainfall. Because Gishamim is more than one Geshem, so that's second rainfall. Geshem means first rainfall, because that is in the singular. But that does not, even though he says, nevertheless, it's marked easily or marked easily, according to Rashi, that each one still holds their opinion. Rishon Gamliel and the Chachamim still are in their respective positions. Rishon Gamliel believes it's till the Zman HaGeshem, and the Chachamim believe it's till the actual Geshem falls. Right? The difference is between Gishamim and Geshem. Gishamim means second Reviyah, and Geshem means first Reviyah. Of course, according to this, it's hard to understand what it means that Machlokas versus Dirayakal, right? Well, he doesn't say Dirayakal, it says Ad HaGeshem. Alright, that's Rashi. The Rosh, on the other hand, believes that there are two changes that happen. That you have, he like Rashi, he says the difference between Geshem and Gishamim is the second Reviyah versus the first Reviyah. But he also believes that the word Geshem switches you from the rain, actual rainfall, the Chachamim, to the time of the rainfall. So the word Geshem does two things. It changes it from their second Reviyah to the first Reviyah, because it's not plural. And number two is that the word Geshem means Adzman HaGeshamim, meaning until the Zman of Geshem, even according to the Chachamim, as opposed to Geshamim, which means the actual rainfall. That's the Rosh believes. The Ran believes that the difference between Geshem and Gishamim is not about when the rainfall happens, it's always the Reviyah Shniyah. It's always the second rainfall. Whether you say Geshem or Gishamim, you're always referring to the second rainfall, because Mistama, you are referring to the second rainfall, because that's the middle one. That's the one that when people refer to rainfall, they really talk about the Reviyah Shniyah. Not the first, not the last, but in the middle, that's the middle of the road. No matter what you say, that's the Geshem you're referring to. And the difference between Gishamim and Geshem has to do with whether Gishamim, according to the Chachamim, means literal rainfall, and whereas Geshem means the Zman HaGeshem, and they're going to agree to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in that case. So that's the key, the machlokas of Rishonim. You see a span of Rishonim here with different opinions.
Is there more cases
here? What's that? Geshem, the word Geshem. But it doesn't change when it is. It's still the Reviyah Shniyah. So you have a span here of Rishonim. The reason it's important is because the Gemara is now going to challenge Rabbi Zera. The question is what they're challenging in Rabbi Zera. That depends on what you think Rabbi Zera said. So the only reason I'm going over this chazrim quickly is because it's, and the Ran says, the difference between Geshem and Gishamim is that Yitura Deleshem. The word Geshem means Ad Zman HaGeshemim. So the rainfall comes in the second Reviyah. It means the Zman HaGeshem. So when you said the word Gishamim, you could have said Geshem. In fact, you didn't say Geshem. You said Gishamim. What does that additional im, you know, that plurality, what does that do for you? That's what Chacham said. It means that it went literally until the rainfall rather than until the time of the rainfall. All right, so that's the span here. We have on one end, we have Rashi, who says that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Chachamim never change their opinions. They just, the only thing that changes is when is the rainfall that we're talking about. You say Gishamim, we're talking about the second rainfall. You say Geshem, we're talking about the first rainfall. On the other side is Rashi, on the other side is the Ran. Ran believes that the Zman never changes. It's always the Reviyah Shniyah, it's always the second rainfall, right? And the Machlokas in Geshem Gishamim is what do they mean? Geshem means the time of the rainfall, meaning that when that time would have come, and Gishamim means literal rainfall, when it actually rains.
That's the difference. So that's the Ran is it?
Yeah.
So then he says that it's either the second actual rainfall or the time of the Reviyah Shniyah.
Right, exactly. According to Chachamim, according to Rishon Gamliel, it's always the time, but yeah, according to Chachamim, between Geshem and Gishamim will change. Right, and then you have the Rosh in the middle, who believes both happen. right, that the Geshem and Geshamim both change from the Revi'a Shniya to the Revi'a Shona, and it also changes the opinion of the Chachamim to believe that if it is not Onata Geshamim and not the very specific layout of the Rishonim, that's important because now the Gemara is going to ask a question, of course. Meitve, Ezos Vanasho Revi'a. When is the Zman of the Revi'a? So this is the Gemara in Tanis, the three Mayor Machlokas, when the revealed are, when the times of the Shemim are, the three times. So Begimel, Bechira Begimel, the earliest one is on Gimel of Cheshvan. Benoni, the middle one, in Revi'a Shnia, is B'Shiva, the seventh of Mar Cheshvan. Afela, the late one, is B'Shiva Mishlusha, on the 23rd of Cheshvan. Deriberi, Rabbi Meir. So according to Rabbi Meir, it's the 3rd, the 7th, and the 23rd. Biudomir B'Shiva, it's on the 7th, U'B'Shiva Asar, on the 17th, U'B'Shiva Mishlusha, and the 23rd. So he has 7th, 17th, and 23rd. And Rabbi Yossi Omer, as Allah, Rabbi Yossi Omer B'Shiva Asar, it's on the 17th, the 23rd, and Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Chenaya Rabbi Yossi Omer, ena yichidim mit'anim, ad sheyagir Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Yichidim, meaning the Talmidei Chachamim, don't start to fast over the lack of rainfall until Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Why Rosh Chodesh Kislev? Because that's the last Revi'ah, according to Rabbi Yossi. Once the third Revi'ah is passed and you haven't had any rainfall, then Rabbi Yossi believes that the Chachamim should, or the Talmidei Chachamim, begin to fast. And that's what the Gemara in Tanis discusses, the pattern of fast. First you have the Yechidim fast, then you have the, the rest of the Yom fast, and then the intensity of the fasts increases as the lack of rainfall continues. So the Gemara wants to know, Barmina Nala, Bishlama Revi'a Rishona Lishael. Right, the first Revi'a, what's the nafkamina for all these three Revi'ot? That there are three Zmanim for rain, why does it matter that there are three Zmanim for rain? So the Gemara says, Bishlama Revi'a Rishona, the first Revi'a is Lishael, is when we start to ask for rain. And that's what we do, right? We start on, here in Eretz Yisrael, we start to ask for Atein Talamat L'Bracha on the 7th of Cheshvan, 7th of Cheshvan being, right, the first Revi'ah. Right, so now, what is the Revi'ah Shlishit? What is that important for? Is Lehidanot. Because we said in the mission that after the Revi'ah Shlishit, after the third point of rainfall passes and they haven't, rain hasn't come, we begin to fast, or the Tamei Chachamim begin to fast. The series of fasts begin. El L'Shimni'a L'Mai. What's the second rainfall matter? You know, we know what the first one's for, we know what the third one's for. The question is, what's the middle one for? It's for someone who takes a neder. Someone takes a neder, Adam Shamim, he's referring to the Revi'a Shnia. So that's why it's important. When someone references the Geshur, if he rents, say he rents out a property until the Zmanak Shamim, then he's referring to the Revi'a Shnia. And the middle one is the major Revi'a, either one because Revi'a because it's the, as Iran says, it's the middle one. And that's the one that people reference. When they make reference to the Geshamim, that's what they reference. Or according to the other, he's showing him because Geshamim. The term Geshamim means plural, and therefore it must mean the second Revi'a. Okay, so Amar of Zayla knows it. Ramin and Allah.
It's kind of a funny answer, though. In other words, what's the significance of Revi'a Shnia? In terms of the rainfall, in terms of fasting, in terms of when you start asking, it's not one of his mind. So how does it end up being the time that the nether gets based on?
Because it's the, I mean, that when a person references something, he doesn't talk about the early, you know, if you talk about the summer, I'm talking about, you know, I'm not talking about the beginning of June, I'm not talking about the end of August, I'm talking about July, I'm talking the middle, right?
I understand that notion, but if there's no other significance to the Revi'a Shnia other than that's what we're told in the Dharma line, then it's not really Revi'a Shnia.
Well, it just has no, you're right, I mean, you're asking why, it has no halakhic significance in the sense that, right, there's no halakha that's based on it. It has to do with other, right, outside references.
It's
to
the difference between the first and the third.
Right.
I mean, it's
right, the middle.
It's the midpoint.
Right, the midpoint. Yeah, you're right.
You can always read the midpoint. I don't even know the midpoint, but
right, but you would need to know the Revi'a Shnia in order to know when the Revi'a Shlishit is. I mean, there are other reasons to have it, but I hear what you're saying, that it's different than the other two, which have halachic significance. As the Revi'a Shnia is simply a placeholder.
Right.
Alright, so now this Gemara says, Ramin Allah, Kaman Azwa Hadatanya, who does this go like? Still haven't got the question yet. Alright, Kaman Azwa Hadatanya, who does this Brisa go like? Rain that falls 7 days in a row. So you would have thought that you can only have a revia if you have rainfall, a stop, and then additional rainfall. What happens if you have continuous rainfall? Does continuous rainfall through these dates make it into two separate reveals? And that's what Rabbi Shimon Moyle says. If you have 7 days in a row, then you count the first reveal and the second reveal. So who's that according to like? That's only like Kaman to Rabbi Yossi. Why? Because what does Rabbi Yossi say? Rabbi Yossi is the only one who has 7 days between his Revi'a Rishona and his Revi'a Shnia. Because Rabbi Yossi said that it's the 17th and the 23rd. So if you include the day itself, right, the 17th and the 23rd, you have 7 days. Whereas you look at Rabbi Meir had the 3rd, right, and the 7th, which are only 4 days, right, or 5 days apart according to this, right? And Rabbi Yehuda Meir, that it was on the 7th and the 17th, which are 10 or 11 days apart. So no one who has 7, you could have a 7 days in a row, have rain, and then that be counted towards the Rabbi Rishon and Rabbi Shnia is, according to Rabbi Yossi. Okay, so now
it would be a good Rabbi Meir also, but you wouldn't need to get to...
Right, and I was thinking about the same thing. It encompasses it, but it's not relevant.
The fact that it says 7 is...
You could have said 5, 4 or 5, and you would have encompassed the same thing. So the fact that he uses 7 is not sure that it's like Rabbi Yossi. All right, so now what's the question? We hit the question now, and now what is the question here? So it seems to be the Gemara seems to say that it's irrelevant whether you say, like if you look in Rashi, Rashi says it's kosher the Rabbi Zera. Why? If you look in the Rashi, Varminin Allah command Azlaha command Rabbi Yossi. If you look at that in the Rashi, it's in the narrow lines in the Rashi, okay? Varminin Allah command Azlaha command Rabbi Yossi. To be Yom Zayin, to Yom Chav Gimel, Havu Shiva Yomim. To Rabbi Meir, Lo Havu Elohe Yomim. Alma Filu, right? Rabbi Gamliel. Right, so that it seems to be that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is indicating. This is what he's saying, that the word whether you say Geshem or whether you say Gishamim, right, it means until the second Revi'ah. And that's what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is discussing. If it rains for 7 days straight, then you get to the Revi'ah Shni'ah. Why does it matter with the Revi'ah Shni'ah? We said before it's because of Neder. So according to Rashi, what was the problem? Rashi believes that their issue is whether they use the word Geshem or Gishamim. Shamim in plural means, right, until the second Revi'ah. Geshem in the singular means until the first Revi'ah. And yet here we see that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel does not differentiate, right, between Geshem or Gishamim, and yet he says, what if it rains for 7 days straight, then that's considered the Revi'ah Shnia. Well, what does he need the Revi'ah Shnia for, right? If he said the word Geshem, he only needs the Revi'ah Rishonah. The Revi'ah Shnia is only relevant, right, if you use the word Gishamim. Yet here, the Braisa does not differentiate between the Geshem and Gishamim, according to Rabbi Zeira. So, of course, what's the Gemara's answer going to be? Right, that's the last three words in the Gemara. Even though he didn't say it, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel didn't make it explicit in his statement, he really meant the word Gishamim. He really meant it to mean Gishamim. And only when you say Gishamim is it relevant to have a Revi'ah Shnia. And that's why, so according to Rashi, the whole issue of Rabbi Zera's first statement was the difference between Geshem and Gishamim. The problem in the Braisa is that the Braisa does not differentiate between Geshem and Gishamim. It still requires a second Revi'ah. Right? And then the Gemara's answer is, no, you know what, even though the Braisa doesn't say it, that Braisa is only going to be in a case where you said the word Gishamim. That's the Gemara's answer. So that's the way Rashi is going to learn the Gemara. The Ran, on the other hand, is, if you look in the Ran, in the narrow lines, five lines up. In the narrow lines, it says, the Amar B'Yud Zayin. The Amar B'Yud Zayin. Five lines up in the narrowest lines. It says, the Amar B'Yud Zayin V'Chav Gimel. Do you see that? The Amar B'Yud Zayin V'Chav Gimel. The Ilu Rabbi Meir Leka Zayin Yamin Ben Rishon L'Shnia. Right? The Ilu Rabbi Yehuda Yikatzvei. There's more, right? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel L'Divrei Hemdi Rabbanon Ka'amar Lehu. This Bryce over here is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel speaking on behalf of the Chachamim. To me, it doesn't matter when the rain falls. Right, all bismana. Right, it all has to do with the time, the dates, nothing to do with the rainfall. All bismana. According to you, nehita kapeda tov berida mamash. right? Even though you guys require actual rainfall, odeli miyat, the apple patient tefilat yiratam haitam tefilat revir rishona. Even though the rain began to fall on the revir rishona, below pastu, and it never stopped. Odeli, the given shenimshichu ad revir shenia, since a continuous rainfall went until the second revir, Torah's revir shenia lehem, visham leis man nidre. And therefore the nether is over. So remember, the Ran believed the only machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Meir is, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is what? Is whether it's always Revi'a Shniyah, right? It's always in the second Revi'a. The only question is, right, whether Geshem or Gishamim. Geshem means, right, the Zman HaGeshem, and Gishamim means literal rainfall. So this is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel saying to the Chachamim, admit to me, if it rains continuously from the first Revi'a until the second Revi'a, that you would agree to me that we've now encompassed the second Revi'a, and the Nether would be done. And now, v'kasakat atcha, the benodar at a geshem askinam. It's like in a case where you use the word geshem. That's the normal way people take a neder. And since the Brisa doesn't say otherwise, we would think it says geshem. V'mita, the Rabbi Zeira, if we hold like Rabbi Zeira, damar bar geshem kulu moldu. When you say the word geshem, everybody agrees that you get zman kamar. Then, he's the amar lulu, Rabbi Shimon lulu, oduli. How could Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in this Brisa say, admit to me, chachamim, right, miat, right, my area, yardu. Who cares if there's any rainfall? Because once you use the word geshem, according to Rabbi Zeira, then you don't need any rainfall, you just simply need the revia shnia. So why is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel bugging the chachamim about literal rainfall? Right, a few yardu klal, even no rainfall. Here is the chinadar at a geshem, amar v'giz manash revia shnia, the kulei amma shalom nidre. Everybody, right, agrees that then that's the end. So let's Gemara's answer again. No, that Brisa is talking about a case where he says, ada gishamim. Shemim, according to the Ran, is actual rainfall for the Chachamim. And that's when the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, the Derech Chachamim, even according to you Chachamim, who disagree with me about whether it's rainfall, right, versus the time of rain, admit to me if it rains straight from the Rishonah to Revi'a Shniyah, that would be considered the second rainfall, even though there was no stop in between. And that's where the Ran learns it. And obviously the Rosh is going to learn between the Ran and Rashi, but basically saying that the problem here is if you say at a geshem, right, then it should be number one Revi'a Rishona, and number two is it should be that the Chachamim agree that it's the Zman a geshem and not the right the actual rain. And that's what the Gemara answers up. How do Amar Gishamim? It's the case where he said Gishamim. So that's why we're talking about Revi'a Shniyah, and that's why we're talking about actual rainfall. All right. So each one of the Rishonim has to learn what the question is. The Gemara's answer is very simple. Even according to everyone, it says that we assume that it was the word Geshem. Right? The Ran is the only one who gives such a explanation of why we assume that. He says because that's the normal way people speak out of Geshem. Shamim is not the normal way. Although I don't know today, I don't know if that would be the case. But when you would say, you know, if you wanted to say until the rainy season, you would say Azmanak Shamim. I mean, I don't think you'd say Azmanak Geshem. But the answer of the Gemara in the end is Havud Amar Geshamim. You're right. That's the case. The case is that he said Geshamim, even though that wouldn't have been at first blush, that would not have been what we thought the Brisa was talking about. But it is, and therefore both statements of Rabbi Zeira will stand, or the Brisa of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel will not cause a problem for Rabbi Zeira, who says that there is no machlokas when you use the word Geshem. And each Rishon according to their explanation. All right, new Mishnah. Kodim Yayin She'eni Toim L'shana. All right, so he says, I will not drink wine for a year. Abra Hashana, if there was a leap year, Aser Ba U Bi Ibura. Yes, sir, in it, and it's leap year. Okay? Ad. All right, Rosh Adar. Right, so if he says until the beginning of Adar, so this is topical, right, this is in Yonah the Yoma, right, if he goes until the Rosh Chodesh Adar, or the beginning of Adar, what is he referring to? Ad Rosh Adar HaRishon, he's talking about the Rosh Chodesh of Adar Rishon. Ad Sof Adar, if he says until the end of Adar, then it's Ad Sof Adar HaSheni, right, that will be until the end of Adar Sheni. Right, there's a Girsa change. If you look in the Sosa Shas, he changes it to Shani until the end of the second Adar.
Everyone right. Doesn't do pain attention.
I saw at least two looks. But that's it. Adar Shani, that's until the end of Adar Shani. So this is the question. Right? Important question, has numerous halakhic implications. Right? That when is Adar, when you say Adar, without referencing with a without an adjective to modify it, right, whether it's Sheni or Rishon, right, then what is the Adar that you're referring to? Stam Adar, is that Adar Rishon? Or Stam Adar, Adar Sheni? All right, that's what the Gemara is going to discuss. All right, now, the only question we had here is, why Lishana? If I said to you that you're going to take a neder Lishana, right, for 1 year, right, what would you think that means for, from today, right, 12 months? Why should the leap year be relevant? If you say from now, right, at Sofashana, right, if you say until the end of the year. And so if someone says until the end of the year, then it makes sense to say that the leap year makes a difference. It doesn't make a difference. Because he's saying this in this year, right, Hashana, like he says Hashana, this year my neder is going to be. This year ends, right, at the next Rosh Hashanah. Whether there's a leap year or not should be irrelevant because you're trying to get to the end of the year. Although the Gemara had a Havim, you know, that maybe it matters, but the Gemara says, no, the end. But if you say for 1 year, why should the leap year be relevant when you say 1 year? You mean 1 year from today means 12 months, right? It doesn't mean the...
12 months are going to be until this same date again.
Right, so why? Well, we said in the Mishnah previous minutes, right, if you say Shana Akas, if you say Shana, we only said that by Hashanah, right? We answered by Hashanah, why is that?
Most Shanim doesn't...
Rosh Shani, but that was only by the term Hashanah, right? I don't think it was by Shana Akas, the Gemara said that was 12 months. All right, so now the question...
You're supposed to say Hashanah.
What? Oh, they changed it, right, because the problem is... Otherwise, you have a stira between the... Right, that's exactly right. All right, so that's what we're getting to, is that otherwise it doesn't make sense. Previously, we suggested that only when you go to the end of the year, Hashanah, then the leap year becomes relevant or not relevant. But if you say Lashana Akas, right, if you say for 1 year, it's 12 months. I mean, what does it matter if it's like leap year or not leap year? All you mean is 1 year. If I say 1 year, that means 12 months. It doesn't mean, you know, 13 months. It means 12 months. So that's if you look in the Ran discusses this this issue. He brings down the Rashba first and then disagrees with the Rashba. All right. Since the second half of the Amud goes pretty fast, we'll spend a little bit of time on the rush here. All right. So look at the rush. The rush, just let's do it on the Mishnah. Start from the word Mishnah and the rush, okay? Koinim yayin she'ini to'im l'shana, right? It says for shana, nitab r'shana surba b'gura. Kfar katabdi l'mala. The ikar ribusei d'tana, the main chiddush of this tana, d'afilo no der mitchilat ha'shana, even though he's standing at the beginning of the year, came into amar ha'shana, lo amrinan, right? When he says ha'shana, we don't say shana achas kamar, means 1 year, ala asur ba u'bibura. Tainu yim gimel chodesh. It's only if he uses the term in the Ran.
I'm sorry.
My fault. I must have spoken. Sorry. Using the Ran, because since he gives both sides of the picture, just basically use the Ran. I'm sorry. Even if you stand at the beginning of the year, lo amrina and shana achas kamar, right? That we not, when he says Hashana, it does not mean 1 year. That's 13 months. Right? If he says this year or Shana Zu. And then we just discussed the previous Mishnah that you say Hashana or Shana Zu, that means until the end of the year. So the only way that you're going to get 13 months is if you're standing at Rosh Hashanah. I mean, if you're standing at Rosh Hashanah, you say this year, it means until the next Rosh Hashanah. That's the only way you're going to get 13 months. Abal, but Omer Shana Akas Stam. Someone just says Shana Akas 1 year. Ain Chodesh Ibur Kuchlau. Chodesh Ibur is not relevant, because when you say 1 year, what does 1 year mean? It means 12 months. It doesn't matter if there's an Ibur or not an Ibur, you're just going to count the next subsequent 12 months, that's what matters. Apopi Shokta Nashan another by Mewberet, even though there's a leap year in that year. Shayim Lo Nahag Vishura Shanazu, Mashal Nishana Bab Shuta. Right, meaning that when you say Shana Achas, you mean 1 year. So why is the leap year relevant when you say 1 year? Because you're already going into the next year. So why should a leap year be relevant? Because you're already straddling 2 years. So how do you know it refers to 13 months, 12 months? No, it refers a year is 12 months, and you just count the next 12 months. Wherever it ends, it ends. Right? Baba Pisha Osur Lo, Lasot came Bitchila, Dink about, I'm sorry, about the Omer Shana Achastam, Ein Chodesh Iber B'chla, Afa Bishota Shana Shana Dibar Mubar, Dimon Zanesha, Shayim Lo Nahag Bi Isuro Shana Zu, Mashlan Lashana Abab Shuta. If he doesn't keep the netter right away, right, what does he have to do? He has to keep it, like say in 6 months from now, he's back to keep his netter. Right, then he'll have to keep 12 months from then. In that 1 year, the leap year should be irrelevant to keeping his neder. Kavapi should also go less okay. You know, he can't postpone his neder because of the tchila ikabal to acher. because you're not allowed to delay a nether. Once you take a nether, it takes effect immediately. Right? You're not allowed to delay it. But since you have the ability, even though you're over about the Akra, to delay it, it shows you what? That when you say next 1 year, it means 12 months. Because the leap year is irrelevant, because you can start the nether whenever you want. Kevan, Shem Icher, Mishalem, Mishana Acher, Hari Lohu, Kvan Nidro, Mishazu. It doesn't have anything to do with this year necessarily. This year, it has to do with 12 months. Shem Uber, Hilka Kafiru Kayim, El Tashana Zu, Ain Kodesh Iber Bechlel. But who's the vote of Rashba Zal? This is the opinion of the Rashba. That Kilo Bomer, Shana Achas, Miyom Ze, Ain Kodesh Iber Bechlel. Even when a person says Shana Achas from this day, meaning now, the whole time of the Rashba is what? That you can delay the effectiveness of the Nether. You say Shana Achas, it's 12 months. Why? Because you don't have to start today. You can start in 6 months from now. But then, even if you say Shana Achas, now you've eliminated the possibility of delaying the nether because you said from today. Nevertheless, in Chodesh HaIbur Bichlal, it's not included. All right, so he says the Rashi says that, and then he says he brings a proof for from the Gemara in the Darim and Erechin. I'm sorry.
And the Rashi was based on the idea that Shana Achas means double year, which is 12 months.
Right.
Irrelevant.
Well, he gave his reason why, but he goes, even when that reason is not there, nevertheless, it should still be 12 months. Because that's what Shana Achas means. And since in other contexts, Shana Achas is going to mean 12 months, because you could postpone it, even when you can't postpone it, it's going to mean 12 months. Right now, the problem you're going to have to deal with is if you say Shana Achas, then you have to also look in the Gemara and Erechin. The Gemara and Erechin deals about renting. There are two other places where Shana Achas is relevant. One is when you rent out a place. If you rent for a year or to the end of the year, then it's relevant, again, what the terms mean. The other place it's relevant is in Batei Arei Choma. In houses in walled cities, right? You have 1 year to redeem the house. Right? So what is the year when you start counting, or what's the year until the house is l'tzmitut? It's forever. You can't redeem it. After 1 year, it goes to the new buyer, and you cannot, right, go and redeem it anymore. What is the 1 year? So those two questions, right, have to answer, because the Gemara deals with those. One in Bava Metzia, and one in Erechin. Erechin deals with Batei Arei Choma, and in Bava Metzia deals with Schira, renting. So that's the, if you just look, he brings a proof from this Gemara in Erechin, then he says, V'katav Odzal. You see where it says, Bava Metzia? In the Gemara, it's the first line in the Ran. It's the first, about four lines down from where we are now. The first words in the line says, Bava Metzia, in parentheses. Bava Metzia, Daf Bavamet. So he says, based on this, Amaskir Bayle Chaver L'Shana, V'nitav R'Shana. If you rent out a house to your friend for a year, and then it's a leap year. Yitabra L'Socher. Right, it goes for the renter. The renter gets the benefits. V'omer Shana Zu, O Hashana. This is only going to be true if you say Hashana or Shana Zu. Who? T'lolam Yesh Lola Socher Chodesh Ibor. Mio Lo Eshkak Slash Elo Yud Gimel Chodesh. Elva Omid Rosh Hashana. You can't get 13 months unless you're standing at Rosh Hashana. V'alva Omid B'emtza, if you're in the middle of the year, Lo, Diyamar Hashana O Shana Zu, Gin Lo Ela Ad Rosh Hashana. V'yamar Shana Achas, Miyom Zeinu Mele, Yubin Chodesh, Miyom Liyom. The Rashi is consistent in his opinion. But if you say Shana Achas, you only have 12 months.
You still gain a month.
You don't gain a month.
No, if you say until the end of the year.
Yes, but then you won't get 13 months.
Yeah,
the Rashi was saying that in that case in the Gemara, when it says Nitabra the Mocher and you get 13 months, that's only one case. What's that only case?
Yeah.
When you're standing on Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, you get 13 months. Right. But from a business point of view, even if you're standing 4 months instead, I mean, you actually gain a better. You gain a month over 8 months. You know what I'm saying? You gain,
yes, yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's always a value to the Mocher. Well, but it's only in the case where he says this year. But he says 1 year.
No, then
it's, right, then there's no 13 months. Now that's because of the Rashi, because you wouldn't have learned the Gemara. If you read that Gemara, if I didn't tell you this, and you went to the Gemara in Bava Metzia and you said, I rent it out for you from a year, and you get 13 months.
Yeah.
All right, you would have said to me, that means 1 year. Not this year, right? It means 1 year. All right, but the Rashi says, no, that's not the case. The case is that, based on what I just told you here in this Gemara, the Rashi believes that only when you say Shana Zu or Hashana is the leap year relevant. If you say Shana Achas, leap year is never relevant. He reads our Gemara that way, he reads the Gemara in Bava Metzia that way, and he also reads the Gemara in Erechin that way, which we skipped over. There, the Gemara in Erechin says Tmima. That should be a full year. And because of the ribui, the word Tmima, it includes the Chodesh Ibra. When you say Shana Achas, 1 year, it means 13 months. But you see from the Gemara in Erechin that it needed a ribui to teach you 13 months when you say 1 year. That the ribui, the natural assumption would have been 12 months. Right?
That's probably the best proof.
Right. That there's a reason. Right, that's the actual proof. Now, the Ron's going to go dismantle all of this, of course. No, not all of it, but he's going to see. All right, so he says, that's where we're up to in the Ron. You see, we are. All right, of course, the Ron says, this does not, I don't believe this is right. Makes no sense. The whole point of the Gemara in Bava Metzia, if you read the Gemara in Bava Metzia, is to say to you, what's the benefit of the Socher? That he gets the 13-month rent. It's a, you know, meaning that he didn't expect to get 13 months, now he gets 13 months, because all of a sudden they made it into a leap year. According to the Raspa, the only case where you're going to get a 13-month year is if you're standing on Rosh Hashanah and you say Shana Zu. Says Koki, I got not the town of Frushe, the Soker. You think that the Tana would just forget about that little point? That he's just standing on Rosh Hashanah? It's only in this one unique case you're gonna get a 13-month year is when he's standing on Rosh Hashanah? Don't you think it was incumbent on him to mention that? Right? If it's not the normal course of business. Blomishkachala but Orcha the Tikna, right, the Hikna in this crazy case, the Hikta. All right, so the Fikach Nirali. So listen to this. The Noder Besocher. Says, if you're before the leap year, right before the leap month, it's called before the leap month, if you rent out or you take a neder and you say Shana Achas, that includes the leap year. It's a 13-month year now.
You say Shana Achas, you don't even say Shana Zil.
Right, 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 right. You will get the Chodesh Ibur if you say Rishona Achas. The Asmas Nisim, Berger Shol Kapashto, and the Gemara in Babutia now is Shoot, Kapashto Shot. That's what it meant.
I think that it makes sense. When we said Shona Achas, we did the close the deal.
Huh?
I have to get out of it. Let's say you're talking, I'm standing in Kislev. I have to get out next Kislev.
Right.
Now there's another month stuck in there.
Right.
I benefit.
Right, that's how you would look at it. If I rent something for 1 year today, you would say, okay, hey, here's a date, right?
Exactly.
January 1, or, and I'll be back here on January 1 again.
And the fact that now they add another month or two or three, that's life.
Right. So that is the Pashup Shandling Warren Bobatian. That's what the Ron's learning. The Shalakas means 13 months. Now, what's he have to deal with? He has to deal with the Rashba's proof. As Shaul said, that is a good proof from Erica. The Gemara in Erechim said you need Tmimah to teach you the 13 months. But if Shana Achas means 1 year, it literally means 13 months, then why do I need a Riboy from the Pasuk to teach me that? Why do I need Tmimah to teach me that even 13 months? So that's what the Ron has to deal with. So that he says, the Kach, because he says the Kach in Bav, all right, if you look down in the Ron, 2, 4, 5 lines from the bottom, in the Ron, 5 lines from the bottom, the 5th word in, the Kach. Right, lekach. You see that word, lekach. Lekach. And la ribuya. So this, I'm just getting to the answer. Right. That it says in Erechim. If without the ribuya, how about the Torah? Zman echad pashka the kol lochim. Torah gave a standard time for all buyers to tell you when does the house can be redeimed. It can be redeemed for Ta'ani Yud Bet Kodesh. Avishana Berov Hashanim. That's 1 year in most of the years. The same Havavina that our Gemara had, right? That 12 months is a standard year. And when the Torah gives a standard for when can the house be redeemed and when is it L'tzmitut, that is 12 months. Right? And should be irrelevant whether it's a leap year or not leap year. We want a single objective standard. And that's exactly what our Gemara did. Our Gemara taught, even with Hashanah, you would go for only until the end of the year, for not for 12 months, but only 8 months or 7 months without the leap year, because you go after Rov HaShanim. The year that you know about. So the Ribuya, according to the Ron, is not to teach you that a normal year would be 12 months, and the Ribuya teaches you 13, and then otherwise there's no 13 months. But it's coming to teach you that even though the Torah is giving you an objective standard of 1 year, nevertheless, when it is an Ibra year, it's going to mean 13 months. 1 year can mean 12 or 13 months. That depends on the year that you are in. And that's the chiddush of the Riboy in Erechim. To teach you that exactly what Argamar had the same problem. Argamar thought maybe that you shouldn't. You should say that the end of the year means until the end of the year, not including the Ibra month. And then the Gemara said, no, that's the finish of the Tana. It came to teach you that when you say Shanazu or Hashanah, you include the Ibra year. So you see the Gemara already had this issue, and certainly the Torah, which is talking about it, has the same problem, and that's why it needs the Ribuy. Vani, Hochech Odomar, we've seen this in the Ram before, he says when he says this, I chuckle to say, meaning that he leans to say, meaning that he's leaning to say this, even though when he usually says this means that he won't say it, but, right, Odomar, Dafilu Benother Shana Achas Stam, that even if he says Shana Achas without any definition, Osir Bi Ibura, Zasin Itibura, Dim Stam Shana Zuv Mashma. It simply means when someone says Shana Achas, not like the Rashba, right? That even when you say Shana Achas, that means Shana Zubi Posha Nami Korbani Lamar De Imel Teshlumim. That if you delay it, there is no shulim. The Hashka Chayal Nidre. So Ran believes, he goes, what are you talking about? The whole Rashba's idea is premised on the fact that you could delay the nether, the effectiveness of the nether. Ran says, where do we ever see such a thing? We saw this early in the Masechta, right, when he says, Harini Nazir, that he's a Nazir automatically right away. He can't postpone it, and if he doesn't keep the Nazirs right away, he's over Baal Dachar. So you see that whenever a person takes a nether without anything like karbanos, outside of karbanos, we saw this with the Rishonim discussed by the Baal Dachar, is Baal Dachar only affected by karbanos, that you could delay it, or even regular Nedarim you can delay. Right? Most of the Rishonim believe that when you take a nether, it's effective immediately. You don't have a right to delay it. And if you delay it, you're over Baal Dachar. And that's what the Ran's saying here. He's disagreeing with the Rashba entirely. And before he answered up that Rashba's right. If he's standing before the leap year and he says 12 months, right, then it says Shana Achas and it includes the year. But if it's not, if it's after the leap year, then it's not. It'll only be 12 months. Even though you're in a leap year, right? Nevertheless, it'll only be 12 months. But then he says now, I maybe disagree with the Rashba totally. That when he says Shana Achas, it means 12 months. Why? Even before the leap year? Why? Because. Why? Because you can't. The Rashba's logic is that you can postpone the nether. The whole reason you can postpone the nether, there should be 12 months, because you can postpone it until after the leap year. Right? But if you, the Ran says that's not true. He just believes it's just not true. You can't, a nether is effective immediately, and you can't postpone it. If you do postpone it, not only are you over about to act there, you can't keep the nether anymore. The nether is not relevant anymore, because you said, I'm keeping it, me, Zoo, from this day. Right? So that's the Ran. Alright? That's focusing the Ran on the Rashba. In the end, what is the Stam Shanami? What does one year mean? Does 1 year mean 12 months, or does 1 year mean 13 months? The Rashba goes out of his way to say that when you say Shana Achas, it means 12 months. And therefore, in renting, it means 12 months. When you say Shana Achas, it's going to be 12 months. When you say Shana Achas, 12 months. When you, everything you deal with, it's going to be 12 months. What are the exceptions? The exceptions are going to be Erechim, because the Pasuk specifically gives a Riboy. And the other exception is going to be if you're standing on Rosh Hashanah and you say Shana Zu or Hashana, right, then you get 13 months because it'll be that entire year, including the Hebrew year. But if you're in the middle of the year, then it will include the Hebrew month, but you won't get 13 months because there's just not 13 months left in the year. Okay, as opposed to the Ran and the other man who believes, no, that Shana Achas always means 13 months, both by renting, by Erechim, and even he's willing to say by Nidorim. If you say Shana Achas, that'll only be 12 months. Okay, so that's my focus in the Ran and the Rashba, whether Shana Achas means 12 months or 13 months. Right. So
they both agree, of course, when you say Hashanah.
That includes the Ebra year. Yeah, if there's an Ebra month between the time you took it and the end of the year, yes. Right, the only discussion is about Shana Achas. And now you can see why that the gears to change that we talked about. We have in our mission, it just says Shana. It says for 1 year.
So the Rashba needs to change.
The Rashba changes it. The Rosh changes it to Hashanah, because then he can include the Ebra year, right? Then it's relevant to say Ebra year. The Rashba just reads that you're standing on Rosh Hashanah, all right? And that's why the Shana Akas becomes for 13 months. It's only when you're standing on. The Rashba needs to say it's only the Ran that can say it, because then he can say it's for the first 12 months. All right, let's go. The Shana. So they're all going to have to say that's the Shana Zu, right? The Shana does not mean the Shana Achas, but means the Shana Zu. Whereas the okay, let's go on the Gemara. Amma. So this is Stama the other the Kama Rishon Hu. Stama Adar is the first Rishon. Is the other Rishon why? Because in Adar, you say, Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar, you mean until? So, Lema Masnissin Rabbi Yehuda, let's say, author of Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, this happens to be a Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Which one is Stam Adar? The Tanya, Adar Rishon. If it's Adar Rishon, Kotev Adar Rishon. Then he has to write Adar Rishon. Adar Sheni, Kotev Adar Stam. Right? The regular Adar is Adar Sheni. So, when you say Adar without any. Defining term there without any adjective, then it means Adar Sheni. If you want to say Adar Rishon, you have to say Harishon. Rabbi Yehuda says the opposite. Adar Harishon Kotev Stam. The first Adar, if you write just Adar, it means the first Adar. Stam Adar, right, Stam Adar Sheni Kotev Tinyan. But if you want to say Adar Sheni, he has to write the second Adar. He has to define it. So in our mission, when he said Adar Shlodesh Adar, it meant until
to the first one.
First one! So you see what?
From the second case.
Right, so that's probably why the other Girsos, right, seem to say that it's Harishon, right? Then it means until the end of the first Rishon. There are actually two ways to learn the Gemara. I'm not going to get into the Ram brings down two ways to learn the Gemara, whether if they look at it as a single, our Mishnah might look at them as a single block. Might look at the Rishon and Shani as a single block, and therefore the Girsa would be at the end of the Shani because they think Adar is a single month. 2 months become 1 month.
And the person says Rishon really means it's one block. The person says Shani. The Machlok is Mary says Shani.
This is not what the Machlok is. That's with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, right, there are two ways to read our Mishnah. Either you read it with the word Rishon in there, and that's the way the Ron's Girsa is, that it leaves the word Rishon in there, and therefore that's the proof that we're talking about. Whenever you say Sidam Adar, you're referring to Adar Rishon, because when you say Rosh Chodesh means the beginning of Adar Rishon, so it means Adar Rishon. He brings the second opinion that the Ron brings, which is the Girsa that puts it to Shani, says that Adar is a single block. Adar Rishon and Adar Shani become a single Adar.
That doesn't fit into
so why is that? Why is that a proof or not a proof, right? Why is that a proof or not a proof? Well, Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar makes sense, because it means until Rosh Chodesh Adar, we say until it's Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon. But the question then is, well, if you say it like this, then why, right, do we say at the end of the Rosh Chodesh, right? Because, so why is that a proof? Almost Tamad Adar Rishon, right? So then, if he goes according to the first Girsa, it makes sense. And the Ron has to explain why in the second Girsa it works in Shoshini. He says because, he brings here, came in the Chodesh Echad Choshev Lutana Ama Kominayu Dadarim Ladarishon Hava. Right, that everything that it refers to is according to Ladarishon. Amani Rabbi Yehuda Yedam Ladarishon Kudimstam. Right, so that everything's a reference. If you consider it a single block as one, then Adar, everything refers to Adar Rishon. You know, that it's the first Adar because there is only one Adar according to this. There's a single block of Adar. And therefore, Stam Adar would be Adar Rishon. Alright, so that's the Gemara. Right now, the Gemara says, Rabbi, Apilu Tami Rabbi Meir. Even Rabbi Meir can hold this mission. Why? Had yada de Abershanta, had lo yada de Abershanta. Right? It depends whether he knows that there was a leap year or not. Right? So what happens if he knows there's a leap year?
That's when the Shani comes.
Right? That's when you have to define other Shani or other Stam. Right? Meaning that if you say other Stam, according to Rabbi Meir, that means other Shani. But that's only if you knew there was a leap year.
If not,
when you say Adar, you're referring to the Rishon, because there's only one Adar. So even Rabbi Meir is going to agree, when you do not know there's an Adar, a leap year, when you say Adar, it means you first Rishon. It's only when we don't know, or when we do know there's a leap year, then people believe Stam Adar is, right, Adar Shani. Tanya, right? And we have a Bereisa, which is the Chusa. Again, this is a Bereisa that supports this. Rosh Chodesh Adar, when he says, until Rosh Chodesh Adar, Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon. In Naita Shanu Muberet, Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. Right? Michlal. Oh, so it says, if it's a leap year, then we're going to Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. Michlal. The Reisha Labi Muberet Askina? What does it mean? Then the first one's talking about a case where it wasn't a Shanu Muberet? Right? Then what's the Kiddush? Of course. There's only one Adar, so what are you talking about? So it must be that they're both in leap years. Shvamina, Ad Shitale Demir Abashana, Ad Lo Yoda. The first Reisha, the mission is talking about a case where he didn't know it was a leap year. Since he didn't know it's a leap year, when he says Ad Adar, it means until Adar Rishon. And yet, and the second part is what? When he's Me'uberet. When it is a leap year, that means until Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni, because he knew about it being a Adar. Right? Since he knew about being Adar, therefore it goes until Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. Who's of the opinion that it makes a difference? That's Rabbi Meir. You see, Rabbi Meir differentiates whether he knows it's an Adar, a leap year, or he does not know it's a leap year.
Right, that means this cannot go contributor, so it has to be Rabbi Meir, and if when Rabbi Meir says it's a chiluk.
You see this difference, right? Whether he knows it's a leap year or doesn't know it's a leap year. Okay? Now, Alinian Alokha, by the way, it's Alinian Alokha, we passed in right, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, who's Alokha, like Alokha is like Rabbi Yehuda. So that Stam the Adar is Adar Rishon. That Stam Adar is going to be Adar Rishon.
Before him, we'll have to do the Shani.
Right, well, that might have to do with other reason. And we'll see this. I'll tell you in a second. Hilkach, Mishomer Badar Shani, if this is in the wide lines in the Ran, the widest lines in the Ran. Hilkach, Mishomer Badar Shani, because they've Adar Stam, a Star Mukdam, Upasul. Person's another Shani, it just writes Adar in the contract. It's a Star Mukdam, because it's referring to the wrong month. Right, it's a predated Star, and it's not good. Stam Adar Rishon, Mashma Hilkach, Sarchi, Yaptobachorish Adar Shani, Vadar Rishon, Kote Stam, Ben Begitin. Then to pass like Rabbi Yehuda, right? Then Adar, Lashon bin Adam, Adar means, right? Means the first Adar, and Adar Sheni you have to define as being Adar Sheni. So one, the two possibilities to answer your question. What about Purim, right? One possibility about Purim is here we're discussing Lashon bin Adam, And that's what's relevant over here, right? Lashon Bnei Adam are relevant over here, and in Lashon Bnei Adam, Adar means Adar Rishon, and Adar Sheni you have to define as being Adar Sheni. Not that that has halachic significance, meaning that if which one's the real Adar, that's not what it's telling. In Lashon Bnei Adam, what does Adar mean? And therefore it may not have impact on form. The other issue is by Purim, Bar Megillah discusses, right? That Lismach Geula LeGeula.
It's the month before Nisan, as opposed right. to
the month after Shvat.
After Shvat.
Right. That the Gemara discusses there, and the benefit of that is the Lismach Geula LeGeula. That we want to be Somech, the Geulas Purim, to the Geulas Nisan. And therefore, even though possibly Stam Adar might be Adar Rishon, still there's a reason to make Purim right. another Sheni is because of this concept of Lismach Geula LeGeula. Alright. Next Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Konem Yayin She'ini Toem Ad Shehei Pesach. Says, I will not, try Konem Yayin that I will not taste until there will be Pesach. Lo Nitzkaven Zeh Ala Ad Leil HaPesach. This doesn't include until Pesach. So before we said Ad Shehei Pesach means until Pesach is passed. Right, till the end of Pesach. Ad Shehei meant until the end.
Because it's Kavua.
Right? Yeah, because it was Kavula's man. And so therefore, if you say Ad Lifnei, Ad Shehiya means until before, Ad Shehei means until it's past. Nevertheless, the Tana here, Rabbi Yehuda, is saying that even if you say Ad Shehei Pesach, which would normally refer to the end of Pesach, if he's talked about Yayin, it means only until Pesach. Why? Don't you say Elel Pesach? Why? Ad Shashad Derech Ben Adam showed Yayin. When's the major wine drinking of the year? That's on what? On Leil HaPesach, because you drink the Arva Kosos. So it's clear that when he took a neder at Pesach, he's referencing the significant day of Yayin on Pesach, and that's the first night of Pesach. Amar Koni Boso Sheni Toi Mache Atzom says, I'm not going to eat meat until the fast day. And he also like Leil Tzom. He's only also until the night of the Tzom. What he's referring to here, right? Rashi just says it's Stam, Leil Tzom. Stam, the night before the Tzom, they used to eat meat. That's what Rashi says. The Ran, on the other hand, says the same about Yom Kippur, which makes more sense. Right, it's not about Yom Kippur. I mean, when there's a mitzvah to eat a sudas, right? A sudas basar on Erev Yom Kippur, before the fast. Right? Because you have the sudas of Saka, but there, it's referenced on Erev Yom Kippur that you're supposed to eat, right? You're supposed to have a yomtiv on Erev Yom Kippur. So he says, Adat Tzom doesn't literally mean until the fast day, it means until the day that's relevant to the Tzom, which is Erev Yom Kippur, where he would eat masar, until that meal before, and he would eat meat then. So that's what he says. So Kohen Bas Hashani told him, Achei Ha Tzom, until after the Tzom would be referenced, and also Alad Leilei Tzom. It's really not until afterwards he gets to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. So Al Gavin Zeh, Alad Shash Shadarach Ben Adam Lechol Basar. His reference, the fact that he made reference to a meat on a significant day that's relevant to a fast day, that's Erev Yom HaKippur. Rabbi Yossi Bino Omer, Konim Shum, Shani Tomei Achetei Shabbat, I won't eat garlic until after Shabbos, and also Alad Leilei Shabbat, and he's mutzah to eat on Friday night, Shalom Yis Gavin Zeh, Alad Shash Nerech Adam Lechol. The normal time that people eat Shum, right, that's the Gemara, the Tkanas Ezra. But that's Ezra that people eat Shum on the night of on Friday night, and therefore, since that's a significant day of eating Shum, of eating garlic, therefore, when he says Adi Hei Shuas, even though he says so after Shabbos, he really meant only until Friday night. Amar the Chavero, Konim Sheni Nanalach. Right, in at Bab and Otel of Benechas. So these next part of the mission we've referenced to earlier in the Masechta, earlier, and which is going over, you'll be familiar to you. I will not get any benefit from you in at Bab and Otel of Benechas. Korechat shalchitim shteicha biyotel yain. You don't come and take this stuff for your son's wedding. You know, I want to give you this stuff, and if you don't take it, right, then there's no, I won't get any enough from you. Har yizei yachol haferet nidro. This person can be made for his nidro so pi chacham. He doesn't need a chacham. But yomer lo klum amart. What's the only reason that you want to give this for my son's wedding? For my kavod? My kavod is to reject it. I don't want it. I don't want to accept it. And that's my kavod. The whole purpose of the letter was to give me kavod, that you want me to take this stuff and use it for my son's wedding. My kavod is not to take it. So your letter was accomplished. What you wanted, intended with your letter was accomplished, and therefore the letter does not stand. The other way. You can't get an offer from me unless you come and give this gift to my son. Since having a wedding, you better give him this gift. Right? So Rav Meir says, no, you gotta give it. And the nether is foul until you give this stuff. He can be made for his nether without a chacham. It says, right? It's as if I got it. And then he wanted this to be given to his son as a gift. He can say about his son, you know what? It's as if I got the gift. Since I got it from somewhere else and I don't need it anymore, it's as if I got it. And since it's as if I got it, the neder accomplished what it wanted, which was that he got what he needed. Since he got it already, then it's okay. Hayam Saripos, again, I mentioned for Gedalia's sake, right, that this is, again, context matters in the nether. Hayam Saripos, the Seif Bat Achoto. They wanted it, they're pushing him to marry his niece from his sister. Right, then he says that she can't get any hana from me. Someone who is divorcing his wife, she can't get any benefit from me forever. No, they both can get hana from him. Right, his neder was that I won't marry her. Not that I won't give her any neder, just that it means in the context of it, I'm not going to marry this woman anymore. So therefore, they're not allowed to marry them. That's what the neder means. But the issue of hana, right, is what the problem is. That hana, they can get hana from him because his intent was not to stop any form of hana. It was just to stop them having a relationship of husband and wife. So first they were pushing his friend to come and eat by him. There's no way. I'm not even coming into your house. I won't even have a drop of water with you. Right? He can go to his house. He can drink cold water for him. His intent was, I'm not going to come and have a full meal with you. I'm not going to have a sit-down meal with you. You're pushing me to come? He gave an exaggerated form of the nether, which meant, I'm not even going to come into your house. I'm not going to drink water. But his intent is clear, based on the context of what they were pushing. What were they pushing him to do? Not to come into the house. I'll take a shot. I want to come and eat a meal with him. He says, I don't want to get caught. Right? We saw back then, the rush says, what? The problem is that if he comes into the house already, they're going to sit him down, they're going to force him to eat the meal. So it's not that he doesn't want to go in the house, not that he doesn't want to drink water. He wants them to know, clearly, I'm not getting to this point where you're going to make me sit down for a meal. Right? So then he can still go into the house, he can still keep it zoning, because his intent was to stop having a meal. Right? The other Rishonim said, no, that he means, he just took an exaggerated form of, right, of neder. He really means, the interpretation of his lashon is that I don't want to have a meal with you. And that's where we're going to determine it based on the context. So all these nedarim in the last piece here, these are all parts of this mission were brought earlier in the Gemara, because the Gemara used them as proofs in different places for different items. We've seen all four of these cases earlier in the Gemara, and they're all explained there by the Rishonim. What's important in all these four Nedarim is that even though you took a Neder, that seems to be a full-fledged Neder, we don't say that the Neder is impactful or the Neder is relevant. Why? Because we can interpret it based on the context. Right, we can interpret the nether to mean either a very narrow case, a very specific case, which was your intent, or we can say that the nether was effectively trying to generate a feeling, either of kavod, or to have something given, and if that feeling was generated, right, then the nether is not relevant anymore. It was almost as if there's an implicit tenai in the nether, that this is for your kavod, and if you get your kavod, by not accepting it, then fine, then the nether is not chav. Or this is because I wanted it, if I get it from somewhere else, it's, then there, it's as if the nether does not take effect. Alright, we'll stop here.